this email. I can't believe it. What the heck did those guys do? This is just awful. All right, I gotta figure this out. Oh, let me grab my phone. Hey, John. Yeah, I know you're upstairs. Yeah, can you come downstairs real quick? Yeah, to the bunker. Come on, hurry up. There's a problem. Didn't you see the email? All right, just get down here.
Dude, what's up?
Oh, dude, didn't you see the email?
The expense report stuff?
Yeah.
What happened? Where are they?
They aren't here. I know. All right. Okay,
right.
Hold on. I'll restart it.
Start the show.
Yep. You ready, announcer guy? Okay, cool. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
It's Friday. Do you know where Patch and Switch are? We don't. It's J-Shock and J-Flow. And now, two guys who have taken over the podcast. Hopefully it's for the better. J-Shock and J-Flow.
Dude.
Yeah, I can't believe this. I mean, they were talking about they couldn't get into the building, the badges didn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness, what the heck are we supposed to do?
I thought I saw him drive by earlier.
I did, I think. Who knows?
All right.
I don't know what to say anymore. This is just, yeah, what can you do, right?
Well, do I sound all right?
You sound good.
Okay.
How do I sound?
Do you sound all right. Good? You sound all right, yep.
Okay, good.
All right.
I guess we can kind of get things going here. Yep. Well, hey, good Friday morning to everybody. Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Whoops.
All right, let's just, oh, here it is. There we go. Let's just switch over. There we go.
Morning, guys.
Morning, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Actually,
video is always nice. Yes. Sorry,
should we be kind to everybody?
Yes.
We should. We got seven live viewers.
Wow, that's a lot
already.
That's early.
I know. No kidding. So yeah, expense reports. I heard something about expense reports.
They said they did their expense reports, but it sounds like maybe there's something happening.
Now Rick's in the chat room saying, what's going on? Rick, you know what's going on. Read the email, buddy. Yeah. You can never tell with these guys. No. It's a joke, everybody.
Read the email, buddy.
Yikes. So Rick's down in Las Vegas. Rick's down in Las Vegas watching his daughter play softball.
And Joey is in New York.
Yep.
At a partner conference.
Exactly. So they left J-Flo and I in charge.
Yep. For the first and maybe the last time.
Exactly. Or maybe not. You decide.
Patch and Switch decision 2017.
Thank you. There we go. All right. So, Friday morning, lots of fun. How have you been, man?
I've been good.
Good.
I've been good. Busy week. Lots of docs.
A lot of doctors? Seeing a lot of doctors?
Yes.
Is that the deal? Something going on? Something you need to tell us?
A lot of writing.
Oh, those docs.
A lot of writing. Documentation.
Okay.
A couple of all-hands meetings.
All-hands meetings are fun. Oh, new team.
Yeah.
Do tell.
We were reorged and got a new manager. And now the Azure AD development team and the Azure AD IT Pro docs team were now both under the same manager.
Oh.
So
it's probably a good thing.
Yes, it will be a very good thing.
Awesome.
So some interesting times going on in our team, having some fun, people moving around. And just
doing all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Things have been interesting for me, and I know I haven't been very public about it.
Yeah.
So I guess this is where I get public about it.
Yes. Do tell.
Well, yes. So do tell. Well, for those of you who may or may not know, not many of you do, I left Microsoft IT.
You did what?
I left Microsoft IT.
Why would you do that?
I went to a product group. I am now on the Visual Studio Team Services service delivery team.
Huh.
For what they call tools for software engineers. It's internal tooling, but some of these may end up as public products
that sweet
the customers can utilize. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm excited. It was a blast doing the job that I had with Microsoft IT, but I kind of had an idea for myself to move on to a product group at some sort. And one of my old bosses from Microsoft IT actually came around and said, "Hey, you're about 2 years in your position. You want to change?"
Huh. Nice.
Yeah. So it's awesome. I'm having a blast.
You look happy.
I am. Thank you. Stress is reduced. I got to tell you what.
Dude.
Stress is completely reduced.
That pays for it all right there.
Exactly. And I love Microsoft 80. I didn't see that. That's hilarious, Joe Kelly. I didn't see that. Yep, there it is. Well, I see it there.
Aw.
But, yeah, no, it was a big transition for me, jumping from from internal IT over to an internal IT team. Wait a minute. Hold on a second here.
Yeah.
I'm still doing IT. No, I am doing IT. I'm still a service engineer. I'm still building systems. I'm back to building systems. I'm no longer doing project management, which is awesome. I'm back being technical again. It's just amazing.
I kind of miss that.
You know, I thought it was awesome until I'm the backup DRI this week, and at 6 o'clock tonight, I become the primary DRI for a week.
Uh-oh.
It's like, on call schedules again. Luckily, my team is pretty good. We actually have it set up so that when you're the on-call DRIs are only on call during your daylight hours. You don't have overnight on call.
Oh, that's nice.
So technically, even though I transitioned to primary at 6 p.m., I don't actually start till 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And I can do it from anywhere. In fact, I'm going to test that theory out. I'm heading to Phoenix to see Art this weekend. So I'm going to be on-call DRI from Phoenix.
Well, just in case, then I guess Art could probably back you up a little bit
there. Exactly. I've got a PFE to help me if I need it.
Hey, Art, got a question.
Exactly. So I guess we could jump into the trenches. I mean, we've kind of been talking about that, but is there something specific? I know I got a lot I've been working on lately, but...
So I think everyone knows I took over Password Reset Docs when I started. Had to do another round of refresh on those docs again this week because there were some concerns about some of the stuff that was in there and some freshness requests. So went through all of that and basically rewrote the rewritten Password Reset Docs again this week with my product team who... I have a new PM who I work with, and she's really awesome.
Oh, great
to work with. Totally gets it. It's one of those people who is really excited and into it, and it makes it fun to work with.
That makes it a lot easier for sure.
Oh, yeah. So big shout-out to Sadie. She's probably not watching. Probably doesn't even know this exists.
We should have her watch sometime.
Yes.
Sometime next time you're on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So you've been doing a lot on Password Reset Docs?
Doing a lot on Password Reset Docs. Some new stuff for Intune certificate stuff that I was handed. Rewriting some docs for them. And just kind of jumping in and helping out where things need to be taken care of. And yeah, just doing the normal stuff.
That's cool. Awesome.
What about you? What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I got to... A lot going on with me, frankly, primarily around, just learning all this new stuff. I went from an organization in MSIT where we had my org had about 4,000 or 5,000 servers.
Wow.
My group now has about 20,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, huh? But we use this whole automation system that manages even the physical plane. It's all very similar to ARM templates in Azure.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
I had to laugh, though, because the system is kind of old enough. It's INI files. I had to remember what an INI file looked like.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't...
Revenge of the Innie file.
The Revenge of the Innie file. Yes, I was shocked when I had a... I had to remember what the sections of an Innie file look like and how to close it. Yeah. My mind's so wrapped in ARM templates and JSON lately, it's like, Innie? Wait, what? Yeah.
Nice.
But we also have this internal system in a lot of groups called Kusto for doing a whole bunch of metrics. And, you know, we use it for diagnostic reasons.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
They use it in Azure AD land as
yeah.
well.
Oh, the capabilities it has to correlate data is amazing.
Yeah.
Because you can have – it's I can't remember what the back end is. It Azure Data Lakes that backs it up? Or I don't
know.
What, so. I think so as well.
Yeah.
And the query capabilities, I was writing queries against 90 days worth of IIS logs for 400 servers, and the queries are coming back in 45 seconds.
Yeah.
I was just amazed.
It's amazing the capabilities that we have with some of the tools, the tooling within Azure.
Yep. And the great thing is we're building out a lot of these tooling for ourselves and then releasing it to our customers.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
Exactly. We'll try it for you.
Yep.
We will break it in our environment and break ourselves. Fix it, and then release it to you.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's been amazing learning all that. Found out not only I support my two primary products I support is what we call Cloud Build and Cloud Test.
Yeah.
Cloud Build does all the building of all the executables
right.
for a lot of the orgs inside of Microsoft, a lot of the
yep.
product groups. Cloud Test is going to be a tool that they then can do. You can do a quick unit test in Cloud Build to make sure the build worked right.
Mm-hmm.
But Cloud Test is going to be an integrated test suite.
And oh, that's
they're
that's
already
nifty.
Using it over in Bing, and we're kind of onboarding it from the Bing team to make it available to all organizations.
That could be interesting for people.
It would be so good.
Yeah.
Gareth is saying our translations are off a little bit, need some accuracy
slightly,
improvements.
Yep. I saw Frederick. Frederick's on a plane, so Frederick, be careful of snakes on the plane.
Yeah, watch out for them snakes. He's probably up in first class. Doesn't need to worry about
yeah,
it. He's,
don't have to worry about
just,
that.
He's got his. He's throwing back a couple champagne while he's
yeah.
cruising along. But no, so it's been interesting. But I also have a couple other tools that I have to support, and I just kind of chuckled when I got them.
Yeah, what's that?
Reference Source Code Center, which
Microsoft
is
Microsoft Bob.
No, referencesource.microsoft.com. What all the .NET developers use. When they want to step through actually what the .NET, you know, let's say they get an error and they're stepping through, they can actually step through the .NET source code through this site. They can connect it to their Visual Studio.
Nice.
And I was like, this is cool. Site is huge, but it's all flat HTML, and we have these six physical servers running it. I'm like, why don't we have this set up as an Azure website? And everyone kind of looked at each other and said, that's a great idea. Let's do it. So I'm in the middle of actually moving it up to Azure as we speak, as a website.
Nice.
But I also found out...
Die, physical servers, die.
Oh, my God. And then I found out, having done several Microsoft-based open source projects over the past few years, I've been big into .NET Nuke and a couple other open source projects.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I used to live in CodePlex.
Yeah.
I'm one of the people that's now killing CodePlex. I feel bad.
Poor like, CodePlex.
Oh, poor CodePlex. I loved it so.
One of our guys writes some little .NET apps, and as helpful tools for the writers.
Mm-hmm.
And all of his stuff is in CodePlex. And I'm like, dude.
Move it to GitHub.
Gotta go.
There's a tool now.
There's a tool for that.
Yes, there is. I helped put it up on the website. It's up there. So, yeah, that's been interesting. And also the back end to msdn.microsoft.com and visualstudio.com is other areas that I help support. I'm like, okay, you trust me with this? Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, Gareth, the whiteboard paint only goes up to about 5 feet up on the wall.
Yes, it does. There is a...
It's a stripe around the room.
It is. So... So that was in the trenches.
Okay.
Let's see. Next thing we talk about is beer money.
Beer money.
The stuff that we do for our parents, our siblings, our cousins, puppies.
Think my cousin owes me some beer money.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm working on his office subscription for him, getting him. set up with O365 for his clan of people that he has at home.
His clan.
Yes. And he's got quite a few people at home. And they all seem to have their own little machines of some sort. So showing him how to set up Office at home. So each person has their own OneDrive. So, cousin, you owe me some beer money.
Yes. Do pay up quickly. Yeah. Anything else you've been doing?
I have been avoiding the beer money situation.
That's a smart idea.
I have basically set everyone up where it's almost self-service to the point that I know that what they have is stable, and as long as they don't really mess with it too much, I've gotten past most of the beer money.
True.
So it's amazing what cloud services will do for people.
It's why you shouldn't be afraid of the cloud.
Yeah.
It can help you out.
Yeah.
I've been, I actually had a small bit more beer money with my mother.
She's more?
More, yes, because I fixed the printer.
Fixed the printer. How'd you fix the printer?
I sent her a cable from Amazon.
Wasn't it a wireless printer?
It was a wireless printer. It's now a wired printer. The problem's actually with her cable modem, and because her cable modems are access point, every time the cable modem had problems, she couldn't print.
So why didn't you get her a better cable modem or
That's
router?
My sister's job.
Oh, she's okay.
I didn't tell you this. My mom's in New York now.
Okay.
And because she's living close to my sister, there's a lot of things that my sister now has to do that I didn't, that I used to.
Okay.
So the cable modem, my sister set that all up.
That is sister's fault.
That's sister's fault because I had a separate access point and router that she used in Montana. And it worked and everything worked. And my sister said, no, we don't need the extra hardware. Okay. So,
hey,
yeah.
Sister. Good job.
Yeah, exactly. So I sent her a 30-foot cable. I didn't know where the printer was in the room because it was wireless. So I said, whatever.
So now your mom can work wherever she wants.
Exactly. She can pick up the computer and move it around if she wants. It's still somewhat wireless, even though...
It's just tethered now.
It's tethered.
It's tethered to the printer.
Yes, but her computer...
That way she doesn't lose it because now the printer is in one spot. And if she can't find her laptop, all she has to do is pick up the cable.
Well, she doesn't have a laptop. She didn't want a laptop. So I got her an Intel Nook.
Okay.
And my sister got her a nice monitor.
Yeah.
And actually, the original monitor was a 32-inch TV so that she could have that in her bedroom. She never watched the TV, so she replaced it with a 28-inch monitor and gave the 32-inch TV to my niece and nephew for their Xbox.
Ah, very nice.
Nice Nana, yeah.
I need to look at getting my parents a Nook.
They're awesome. I spent I think it was $400, and it's a i5. I put 16 gigs of RAM in it just so, because she leaves every game open plus tons of Facebook windows.
Yeah.
And
who doesn't leave a million windows open?
Me? I'm a zero tab guy. I close a tab as soon as I'm done with it.
I usually have at least 15 windows open at any given time.
Yeah. No, not me. Mm. I'm an open and close guy.
So Gareth says he did some random spending with the death of Windows Phone, had to get himself a Samsung S7 Edge. Gareth, I'm right there with you. I was hoping for something to come up of Windows Phone, but I went ahead and pulled the trigger as well and got the S8 at Ignite.
S8.
Mm. Do you get the Microsoft edition? Far, I got the Microsoft edition, yeah.
Yep. What was that?
It automatically installs all the Microsoft apps. And
so you didn't have to
it's
go.
It's unlocked. So you didn't have to go and download.
Unlocked. Okay, hold on. It's unlocked. The unlocked. I like that.
Yeah, it's unlocked.
That's awesome. Okay.
So it doesn't have the carrier bloatware on it.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is nice.
I'm still sporting the Fruit Phone.
Put them on Intune, Gareth says. That's actually a really good idea.
It is.
Because I actually have Intune in one of my subscriptions.
There you go. That's how you can take care of family.
Yeah.
Nice thing in my case, my sister, I think, I don't know if I mentioned this before. My sister, about 3 years ago, went on a whole buying spree, and an Apple store just exploded into their house.
Oh, God.
They've replaced every computer except my brother-in-law's work computer, of course. Uh-huh. They replaced everything with Max. And then she called me like the next week and said, hey, I need help setting this up. I'm like, I hear there are geniuses that can help you with that.
Yes.
She goes, well, you're a genius too. I'm like, not that kind
not
of genius.
That kind.
So, yeah, she's actually been trying to get my mom to move over to Mac. And my mom's like, no. But I think my sister may have sold her on replacing her Surface RT with an iPad.
That would actually be a good call. My
it's
mom,
not a bad one, yeah.
My mom loves her iPad, so much so that my stepdad liked it and wanted to use it. And my mom said, no, go get your own. So my stepdad has one. My mom has one. My grandfather has one.
Mm.
And they use those more than they use their normal computers at this point.
You know, and I
which
can
is
see my mom
for,
doing that.
For them,
yeah.
For quick browsing and Instagram. My mom loves Instagram.
Yep.
And she loves to send me stuff on it that she doesn't realize that I didn't see. I'm like, yeah, I saw that you did. Yeah. Okay.
Gareth just asked, am I getting the iPhone X? No. No. I got a 6S. It's been working great for me. I'm happy with how it works. I have a, what is the, God, I can't remember the name of the case.
Mophie.
Mophie, yes. Mophie. I have a Mophie case, yep. Which gives me so much power, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it super thick, but then it also protects it. I can't tell you how many times I've dropped this. In fact, the Mophie case is cracked on one of the corners because I've dropped it so many times in that corner.
Wow.
But the phone itself is just perfect. I had somebody ask me, why don't you go to Android? And I'm like, if I really want to mess around with a phone, I would have stayed with Windows Phone. I don't want to mess around with a phone. I just want it to work.
Yeah. And I am switching from the 7 Plus.
Yeah.
And yeah, it does just work.
See, I still have a headphone jack.
Yeah, you still have a headphone jack.
Yes, I have a headphone jack, folks. Look at that. I have a headphone jack.
I did have the running through the airport trying to find a headphone adapter when I was on a cross-country flight for my interview loop.
Here. Oh, yes.
I just need an adapter.
Yeah, I don't want to have to carry lots of adapters. I have this lovely, you know, I've got the, of course, the Bose. Is it the IC20s? I think it's IC20.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the same ones.
Yep.
Just minor
official sponsors of Patch and Switch.
I wish.
No kidding, right?
Yeah. And now I don't have to have an adapter with the Android.
There you go.
Although Google did away with the headphone jack on the Pixel 2.
Pixel 2. Yeah. Yep. I'd seen that Joe Kelly, I think, had the Pixel 2 just delivered. And he's liking it.
Yeah.
But no, I and my sister thinks she's also going to get my mom to convert from a, you know, little feature phone to an iPhone. And I'm like, tell me when you plan this, because I'm going to take the first 9 months and not come back and visit, because I don't want to answer questions.
Jared, how does this work?
Talk to Janae.
Jared.
Talk to Janae. Jared. Actually, you know what? My niece and nephew will probably school her how to use the iPhone.
Yeah.
And the iPad is both.
Nana, go talk to them. They'll talk to the kids.
And the kids would love to do it.
Yeah.
They love their Nana. Yeah.
Nana, you got to get this game. You got to get this game for your phone. It's really fun.
Yeah, Gareth, no. My mom has one of the, it's a candy bar style, and it actually has a slide-out keyboard, so when she's texting, she has a full keyboard that she can type into, not just the T9 entry.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
And she's had it for like 5.5, 6 years.
Hey,
and it
still
works.
Those phones, if they work, they work.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I was telling the people at the T-Mobile store when I was switching my phone over, I wish I could get a Motorola i1000 from the Nextel days. Because that thing was a freaking brick.
It was.
And I closed it. If it would stop working, I'd just close it, mm-hmm. Chuck it at the wall as hard as I could, pick it up, flip it open, flip it closed. Hey, look, it's working again.
Nice.
So,
yeah. No, it's you know it's been a fun journey. I'll say this: the big thing once I got on iOS, I was like, oh my gosh, all these apps! This is amazing. Oh my goodness.
Joe Kelly found his 3GS. Seems like if they relaunched it, it would be an awesome novelty phone for kids to use, cute and small. Yeah.
Kind of like a Kin.
Yeah, like a Kin.
Too soon.
Oh.
Paul Thurrott was actually talking about the
pour one out the for kids. Denwin's
yeah,
phone.
No kidding. Paul Thurrott was talking about what actually, from his perspective, Verizon killed the kid.
Oh yeah.
By putting too big of a, you know, they had to have a full data plan. It's like, no, these are, you know, minimal apps.
Yeah.
But no, I started getting all the apps, and now I don't know how I lived without all the apps. I mean, I was like, oh my goodness. I fought it for so long, saying, oh no, I could do this on the Windows Phone side. No, this is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Kelly, the girl who I share my office with.
Yes.
Got rid of her Windows Phone last week.
Oh, really?
And walked in on Monday morning with an iPhone 8.
What'd she think?
She feels a little dirty for switching from Windows Phone. She was the lone holdout. Uh-huh. She's like, they're going to say something. They're going to... I believe in this.
Yes, yes.
And then the tweets from Joe Bellafor basically sealed the deal for her. And she's like, all right, going to get it.
Yep,
exactly. And came in and she's like, she just kind of held it up and goes like this. She's like, here.
So Scott's finally joined us. Hey, Scott. And he's saying that the captioning is really not helpful.
Sorry.
Did we say a bad word there? Because I saw the triple stars. I don't think we said a bad word, but it thought it. We said a bad word.
I think it said thinks I said a bad word.
Did you?
I didn't say a bad word.
Do I have to put you in the corner?
I didn't say a bad word. I know I'm not allowed to say bad words.
Can't say bad words.
We're getting laughter on that.
Yes, we are getting laughter on that. Fun. Yes, the capturing is not really.
Vintage Nokia cell phone on eBay. I might have to go bid on that.
Oh, the bad word was Apple, according to Gareth.
Oh, okay. Apple, thanks. Apple, Apple.
Rubble, rubble. All right. So that was...
That was kind of beer money. Kind of some random spend.
Well, we can go into further random spending. Yeah. Have you done any fun random spending lately?
So I bought myself a desktop a few months ago.
Computer?
Yes.
Okay. I was like a counter?
Yes. Like a, no. I bought myself a desktop computer a couple of months ago.
Okay. What'd you get?
I got one of those CyberPower deals at Fry's.
Okay.
Because I decided, you know what? The Surface Book is great, but it's not powerful enough when I do some random photo stuff on the side.
You don't do just random photo. You do some really good photos.
Okay. Well,
we need to make you a website.
Yes, I do need to work on my brand a little bit.
Yes, you do. JFlow Photography.
Yes.
LLC.
Yes. But when I would import stuff into Lightroom, it would just absolutely crawl. If you're working with high-res photos, sometimes it would just be like, all right, well, it's cool that it has the pen, but... So I bought myself a desktop, 32 gigs of RAM, i7 proc.
Ooh, nice.
Nice little 256 gig M2 SATA or SSD in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a 1070.
Video card,
yeah.
So you're playing games too?
I am getting back into Flight Sim.
Oh, really?
I went and bought myself a stick and throttle.
Wow.
And,
we're getting serious here.
Yeah. I always wanted to be a pilot in my before everything else days. But being blind in one eye, I can't be a pilot. So that kind of sucks. So the best that I can do is sim pilot.
There you go.
So
looks like Jane joined us from the UK. Hello, Jane. Good to have you back with us. I'm not Joey. He's not Rick. Just so you're aware.
Yeah. There was a thing with an expense report thing.
Yeah. But I've done a little random spending myself lately.
Okay.
And I bought a wall mount for my monitors.
You bought a
wall mount for my monitors because I have two monitors on my desk at home that I would plug my work computers and my Surface Pro 4 into, and they take up the whole desk. So I have no room on the desk because these monitors. So I bought a wall mount. Mm-hmm. Then I bought new monitors that were bigger than what the wall mount's for.
So you had to go buy new wall mounts.
Actually, the wall mount could handle the weight, but it was only for 24-inch monitors, and I bought 28-inch monitors.
Ah.
So the company that sells the wall mount actually has an extender arm thing. So I bought the extender arm, and so I was going to install it last weekend, but I got a little busy with the a couple other projects. So I was like, okay, I can't do this. So next weekend when I get back, I'm going to install this.
Nice.
Get my monitors up off my desk, because I found these great Samsung 28-inch 4K monitors at Costco for like $329.
Joe Kelly says we need transcription on the hand gestures.
Yes, yes.
If you've seen any of Satya's keynotes or presentations, he's very big into gestures and his hand movements.
Exactly.
I would love
Most
to have
public speakers are.
A Satya's Hands Twitter account and what they're actually saying.
You should set that up. You should set that up.
I might need to do that.
Could be like a Rick's Tilly hat.
Rick's Tilly account. Yeah. I don't know if Satya would be game for that, though.
I thought of another Twitter account for you, but that might not be good.
No. 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 I think I know what you're thinking of.
You know what I'm thinking of. Yeah. No. You've already been down that road and been told to step away from that road.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been told to stand down.
Yes. Yes, you have. I'm really excited to get these monitors up off my desk so I actually have room on my desk again.
But you have to tell me how that works out, because I have the Dell Ultra Wide on my desk.
Yes.
And it takes up so much of my desk.
Right. Now I own my condo. You rent an apartment.
I rent an apartment.
You'd have to probably attach to your desk, but you can get the desk arms. Like we have most of the desks at Microsoft now have those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and they sell those on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Yeah. I got all of this on Amazon. Of course. I've got it all on Amazon. But I had no room, and like all my mail's now on my dining room table instead of my desk.
Yeah.
Because I have no room on my desk for all my mail. It's like,
My mail ends up on the corner of my counter and like it just like kind of stacks up, and then I'm like, I need to go through and pay bills.
Yeah.
Go through and pay bills and throw out most of it, and then like it piles back up again. I'm like, ugh.
It looks like a Joey Snow joined us.
Joey Snow.
Okay. Yeah. Wonder who he is. New person to the broadcast here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soundbar for the monitors helps reduce space too. Gareth, my ultra wide monitor has the sound built into the monitor, so it doesn't need a soundbar. It's actually hidden inside the base of the monitor. The 37-inch ultra-wide from Dell. Picked it up at Thanksgiving a couple years ago.
And I do enough stuff with audio and gaming and that kind of thing where I want a headset.
So yeah.
I don't need speakers. But good point. Great point there. I don't have... Yeah, the only thing I have on my desk right now is my dock and these monitors, but the monitors take up most of the desk is really small. I have this really small desk in my...
Yeah.
I'm trying to build an office up in my loft. That's part of the other projects I'm trying to work on. Is the eventual goal is to build an office... Have a wide, big, wide space. One of those standing desks.
Yeah.
Because I work in a team room now. I don't know if I brought that up in the early.
No, part. You didn't.
I work
in
a team room. Yes.
How's that going?
It's fine for me, but a lot of other people are like, "Man, you're loud." I don't understand what they mean.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, I thought you might be able to help me there.
Probably not, because I've been called Timmy Tuba.
Do they know your name's John?
Yes.
Some of them with J-Flo or, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Timmy Tuba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just been called loud.
Yeah. I try to keep it to a dull roar, but sometimes I just get excited and amped up and the voice just goes.
Exactly. Now, I've been...
I still had no room on the desk of Mars, the translation says.
Well, I don't know if you guys know, my home's actually in Mars, so it's a long commute. Oh,
Gareth, we actually have a conference room that is in a tree house. So the Minecraft office with the trees. There's actually an office that's a tree house on campus. There's a blog on The Verge.
Yep,
that shows pictures of it, and I also have some of them on my Facebook page.
I was getting ready to. We just went through our giving season, and we have this big auction.
Yeah,
and one of the auction items was like just a meetup with friends in the treehouse.
Yeah,
that catered event. And everything.
Yeah,
I was like, the only downside was no alcohol, but okay, that's fine. And it was when I was getting ready to bid, it was 350. I refreshed the screen, it was 900. I was like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of the giving campaign, yes. Yesterday we had our all hands in our in the Apex group, and found out that the CNE group hit 80%.
Yep.
Yeah. Contribution.
We did.
So that's really cool. Those of you who don't work at Microsoft may not know this, but we are empowered to give to nonprofit orgs, whoever we choose, nonprofit, and you register that on a site, and Microsoft will contribute matching funds.
Yep.
100% up to $15,000 worth of donations per year.
Yep.
So 80% of our group of the group within CNE donated in the last month, and so all of those donations, time and money, were matched. So
yeah,
that was really cool.
I normally give time to the Imagine Children's Museum up in Everett, and also to the Redmond lacrosse team helping out Rick. We lined the you helped us that one night line the fields. Field. We had four people out there for 2 hours lining the fields. It was kind of a fun time. My shoulder was in so much pain. Gosh, that was like one of the worst nights I had as far as shoulder pain. I did something to my shoulder. And but it's fun just to hang out. And then we went out to dinner afterwards. Oh, actually, we not just went out to dinner. We went out to Bellevue Brewing. Did you hear the sad news, by the way, for the Bellevue Brewing folks?
No, what?
John Robinson. Remember John?
Yeah.
He passed away.
What?
Yeah. Last week was his 50th birthday, and then like Monday he passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, for those of you who know about the who visited Bellevue Brewing, the
if you've
primary
been in
owner,
town, yeah, we've probably taken
we've
you
probably
there.
Taken you, yeah, exactly. The primary owner of Bellevue Brewing passed away. So, and they said in lieu of any flowers or whatever, donations to the Bellevue Boys and Girls Club.
Oh wow, because that's one of the charities that they support.
Oh yeah, heavily. Yeah,
they always have a couple of beers on tap that are like community give back.
Yep.
Beers.
And it goes to them.
And it goes back to the Boys and Girls Club, and then there's a couple other things that they donate to. But we had that dinner with them there.
Yep.
And they were talking about it. So, wow, that's terrible news for the community.
It is, yeah.
He was a really good guy.
Loved pushing craft beer and helping the craft beer, not just his brewery, but all craft beer.
And it wasn't like a push. It was more of like, here's – so – you could have your Bud Light, but for the same cost, here's our craft version that's way better.
Exactly. So that is some sad news for those of you who come to the Bellevue Brewing Company with us.
I'm sure that whoever takes over will
do
his legacy correct.
Oh, yeah. So let's see. So random spending. Any other random spending?
So
you got a computer?
Got a computer.
Nice. Flight stick. Got a flight stick.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a Surface Book too.
I want to, but I know I don't need it.
Here's my problem. I was building a desktop because I had plenty of parts. By the way, I took apart all my servers in my house because I don't need servers anymore. I've got Azure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, I had this Core i7, but it was like 5 years ago. i7, so it's an older CPU. I have 32 gigs of RAM, but it's not the latest, you know, it's two generations old RAM. I have SSDs, but they're Samsung 840s, not the 850s or the 860s.
Right.
So, you know,
they'll work.
They'll work, but I didn't have a video card.
Yeah.
So I was going to have to invest in a video card.
Right.
And if I was going to invest in a video card, it was like, okay, this is going to be a lot of money potentially.
So the Surface Book 2 kind of looks appealing because it's already got the video card
everything,
in it.
Everything. It's got everything. And at first, I was like, I could give my mom my Surface Pro 4. Then my sister was like, no, we're going to
get her
iPad.
An iPad.
Okay. So now I'm like, okay. Now I'm back on the, do I get this or not? Or do I get the desk? Do I build the desktop and just leave that at home and still have the Surface Pro 4? It's going to be cheaper, but oh my God, that Surface Book 2. Especially, I was looking at the 15-inch. Oh my God, yes.
It's pretty.
It is.
It's pretty.
It's just pretty.
They're having an event on campus
later
in the month.
Yeah.
You might want to not go there if you're going to.
Pre-orders start next week, though, so I might put in the pre-order and then go look at it.
Yeah. You can always cancel.
I can always cancel. That is
cancel
true.
Cancel anytime.
You can cancel it anytime. Offer void in Utah.
Yeah.
So. No, it was, it's been super tempting, super tempting. Plus, it can do gaming to a point. And it's not like I'm an intense gamer.
Right.
But I'd love to play PUBG. I've been watching so much PUBG on YouTube. It's really funny.
It's coming to
Xbox. I know it's coming to Xbox, but it's not going to be exactly the same.
No, I know.
And then there's also, there's PUBG, and then there's that Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's just kind of similar.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my, but that one's funnier.
Yeah.
That one just looks funny.
Yeah. Anybody in the chat room, if you've done any random spending or bear money, let us know.
Gareth, just get one of each. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yep.
Okay, yeah, I'll just do that. Actually, I had a good laugh with my boss earlier this week. I'd lost my pen for my Surface Book at work. And he was saying, his name's Colin. I said, hey, Colin, I lost my pen. Can I order a new one? Or can I just get a Surface Book 2 and it'll come with a pen? He goes, Surface Book 2s don't come with pens. Just order the pen, Jared.
Well, if I get the Surface Book 2, then I need a pen.
Then I need a pen, yeah. Then
I'm just ordering, I'm ordering both.
I tried everything with them just to see if I could get a Surface Book 2 out of work. But no, I'm stuck with the Surface Book 1. I told you about that story, too, when I originally got my Surface Book.
No.
The only model they had left was, like, the highest one.
Oh, well, like then the you got the
Core
i7,
nice 16 gig, 2 gig DD. Yeah, I know. I was like, and our admin was like, I'm sorry, this is the only one available. I'm like, okay, twist my arm. I'll take it. Get the new dial. I've been looking at that.
The dial is pretty nifty.
Yeah. It's more usable, I know, on the studio because you do things.
No, it works on the.
I know it works on everything else, but you can't. There's certain aspects that don't work. Really?
On the Surface Book 2, it does.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They incorporated that into it. That was one of the. That was one of the things that they quietly had in points. Like, oh, hey, guess what? On the Surface Book 2, now the dial works.
Oh, don't tell me this.
It kind of works on the 1, but it doesn't give you all the functionality.
And it kind of works on the Surface Pro 4, but the same.
Yeah.
Same situation.
Yeah. It will work off screen just fine. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't give you all the
extra stuff that's on screen. Yes, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, you can use the dial
in the two, it does all of them.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you're meanie.
It doesn't integrate with my workflow, or I would have one.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't have a full workflow yet, so it would work for me probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm making a workflow.
Yeah.
Speaking of flow. I know somebody asked me, I spoke at an event last weekend, was it last weekend? Or
two weeks.
2 weekends ago, yep. SharePoint Saturday, Sacramento.
Yes.
I spoke about Flow and Power Apps. Had a full room talking about Flow and Power Apps. It's amazing how many people, and the room was about one-third users, one-third admins, one-third devs.
Okay.
And they were all trying to figure out, what the heck is this Power Apps and Flow thing?
So we're using Power BI a lot more now, and it's amazing some of the capabilities that we have in just our built-in native tooling.
Yeah.
That we don't do a good enough job of talking up in the community, I think.
I'd agree with you.
I think there's quite a few things. Like there's a Power BI content pack for Azure AD.
Yeah. Lots of content packs, period.
Yeah, there's lots of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one for sports fans that will slice and dice Twitter and Facebook and social media stats about what's going on with your favorite sports teams. I have that one loaded up with a couple of teams.
Oh, wow.
Not the Browns.
Because
they can't even handle trading.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some tweets yesterday that were I also saw
if anyone's looking for someone to become a fan of their team, please let me know, because the Browns,
sorry. Can I introduce you to a team with no offensive line?
Who's that?
The Seahawks.
Hey, they at least win games.
True.
They at least know how to win games and be watchable.
You know who else
the
would be
Browns able? Are not watchable.
What about the Sounders? Can I interest you in some soccer?
The Columbus Crew.
No. Sounders.
The Columbus Crew.
The Sounders. Okay. We're going to stop there. In fact, my boss and a teammate went to the Sounders game last night, and I was looking outside. I'm like, okay, I'm a soccer fan, but I'm not that much of a soccer fan to go in like a monsoon, because it was windy and rainy and getting cold and cold. And I'm like,
it snowed this morning here.
I know it snowed this morning here.
I was driving, and I'm like, that's not rain anymore.
That's actual snowflakes. Air. And we had snow around campus here.
And then a car drove by with quite a bit of snow on it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yep.
This is early for me.
Yep, exactly. Welcome to Washington.
Gareth says FC Cincinnati is where it's going to be at. Yeah.
Is that in soccer or in football?
In soccer.
Okay.
In real football.
In real football, yes. We actually had this conversation in our team room yesterday. Real football versus American football.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to explain they were going to a soccer game, and a couple of the guys were like, oh, so like American football? No, soccer. Like football.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, hold on a second here.
Yeah. Timeout.
Here we go. No, it was like I said, I'm glad they got to go. I know it was some sort of – I know it was a special game against Vancouver. I can't remember if it was a playoff game or just
– I believe it was a playoff game.
So, yeah, they were talking about all the – if we tie and this and
– Yeah, the crew beat New York 2 days ago, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Okay.
Was watching that
the
game.
The crew?
No.
Okay.
C-R-E.
Okay.
Not K-R-E.
Yes.
So that was fun to watch them. Unfortunately, their ownership wants to move them to Austin, Texas, because they are they're trying to hold the city of Columbus hostage for a brand new stadium. And the city of Columbus is like, well, if you want to meet us 50-50, we'll help you.
Yeah.
But you have a nice stadium already.
Are they playing in Ohio State Stadium?
No, they initially played in Ohio State.
Okay.
But now they have their own stadium.
Oh, okay.
Just north of the city.
Got it.
And it's not a bad stadium.
And the funny thing, I take a look. I remember back in, you know, when I was a young kid.
Yeah.
It was all about consolidation. Because, I mean, we had the Kingdom that had the Sonics, the Mariners, and the Seahawks. And,
yep. Everybody plays in the same building.
Everybody's played in one building. They didn't want all these different stadiums all over. They wanted to consolidate everything. And now everybody, like, no, I don't want to share. I want my own place.
What about the Supersonics?
What about them?
Can we get them back?
Why?
Get a basketball team in town?
Why?
I don't know.
Go to Portland.
Okay.
If you want to watch basketball, go to Portland. Or watch the Huskies.
Yeah. I am a Columbus native, but Cleveland, I lived on the north side of Columbus, Gareth, so that automatically makes me a Cleveland sports fan.
Yes.
Go Astros for all of our Astros fans in the building.
Exactly.
I think that Joey Snurer.
Yeah, he mentioned something about Astros.
I think he's a Texas sports fan, so I think
he might be a Texas sport fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible what happened with the ACL.
No kidding. Well, and also JJ. I mean, losing JJ, too.
That season is on the rocks right now.
It is, exactly.
We'll see what happens with them.
Exactly.
No bungles for me.
No bungles for you?
The Bungles are my kind of alternate team.
Yeah.
But I'd like a team that is – I'd like to root for a team that I can actually hope that they might make the playoffs and actually do something in the playoffs.
Now, I know my nephew and Scott would love to bring you over to the Green Bay family probably there.
Yeah.
After the Seahawks, I have to say, I like the Packers.
The Ohio State University, Garrett.
The Ohio State University. What the heck? Whatever. What is it with the?
That's the name.
That's okay. All right. How's Ohio State doing in football this year?
They have one loss.
Okay.
They beat Penn State last week by 1 point.
Yep.
It was a thriller of a game to watch. Lost my voice on Saturday. There's an alumni club that meets here in town.
Excellent.
So I went and watched the game with them, mm-hmm. Down by the Space Needle.
Oh, nice.
And the Penn State Alumni Club meets in the same place.
Ooh.
They were on that side of the bar. We were on this side of the bar. And all game we were hearing, we are, we are, we are. And then at the end of the game when we won, it was like, we're who?
we're who? Nice.
Go Pack Go, Scott. Go Pack Go.
Exactly. Exactly. We see you there, Scott. So Yeah, in fact, I'm actually taking my Green Bay shirt with me down to Phoenix because I'm leaving. It's, you know, mid-30s to go into 40s here in Redmond right now.
Yeah.
Going to jump the plane down to Phoenix tonight, and it's in the 80s.
Yeah. It's slightly chilly here.
Yeah. Well, and according to the natives in Arizona, it's slightly chilly there.
Oh, yeah. Well.
70s and 80s, slightly chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not. Yeah, I'm sure
they have sunlight there too.
True. I thought about packing my Xbox with me so that he and I could play some Xbox together. But I decided, you know what? We need to maybe get, you know, he's now a PFE here. I'm you know, with my service engine. We maybe need to get offline a little bit and get to the real world.
So. Yeah. There's this thing called IRL.
Yeah. Oh, no question, Garrett. Indians. It's Indians. Indians. I know this guy.
Go Tribe.
He's big.
I was at World Series Game 1 last year.
We went to the Indians versus the Mariners this year.
Yeah, we went to Indians Mariners. I went to Indians
Arizona. Yeah,
and
thanks to Mr.
I won't say Diamond. Art. I won't say the acronym for Diamondbacks because I think that the translation engine may not.
They would probably get that. Throw probably stars. Stars. It would be stars. Yes.
And who else did I see?
Well, when
I saw the Mariners versus. Who was it?
I don't know.
I've been to like three Mariners games this year.
I got to see two Mariners games, one of which was with Miss Jane up in Denver in her last weekend in the Denver area.
Oh, it was the Rockies that they played. That's
the Rockies, yeah. And it was the first time I've seen the Mariners in like 3 years. Where do I see them? In Colorado.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny. And then I've gone to a couple games here at the Safeco, but I went with the one with you. And the fun part for us, I thought for me especially, we're two rows behind the Cleveland owner.
Yeah, we sit down and the game starts, and this guy walks down with a couple other people, and he's talking, and I'm like, man, I'm like,
he looks familiar.
Who is this guy? Yep. and he turns and he waves to one of the announcer guys who's sitting in the press booth, and or in the
press pit
photo in the photo pit.
Yep.
And as he turns, I see he's wearing a media a press credential. And it has his name on it. And this is Paul Dolan. And I'm like, dude,
that's
the owner of the Indians.
Yep. Not sitting in some private box.
And he's in the front row.
Front row. Third baseline. Chewing peanuts. Had a beer.
Drinking a beer. And just sitting there just enjoying the game.
Exactly. The Mariners owner came down at one point.
Yeah. Yeah. The Mariners owner came down.
He looked a little uncomfortable sitting in the stands.
Yeah. He did not look like... Dude, do you want to come up to my box? Because I don't interact with the plebes down here.
Exactly. No. Those are great seats, by the way. Thank you.
Those were
my God.
Fun seats. And
yes.
$60 a pop.
Yeah. And the fun part was, I got to introduce you to the garlic fries.
Yes, the garlic fries. No, I reached down and tapped him on the shoulder and asked him to sign a baseball. And
he did, and he's so gracious.
He looked at me and he was like, "You know who I am?" And I was like, "Yeah, I know who you are." And he's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll sign a ball."
Yeah. I think that you were more excited about that signature than any of the player signatures that you got that night.
Yeah, I got pitching coach and our backup second baseman.
Nice. That's awesome.
So
good evening. It was
too bad
evening.
Mickey is gone now. He is
he left.
He left and is going somewhere else.
Got it.
So on to bigger and better things.
No kidding. Well, we have 7 minutes left. We could do a little beer talk as also we want to also try and get some three work-safe words, one word at a time. I know some people last week were throwing out two words combinations. No, we need one word at a time.
Yeah.
Work safe, please.
Yeah.
To name the next episode.
We don't need them to be 3 stars.
Yeah, we don't need more 3 stars. We want 5 stars.
Yeah.
Not 3, yeah. Frankly. So what do you got coming up soon? Anything fun people should know about?
So we are doing some work on docs. We would love to understand, scenarios where you would like to see more documentation around.
That'd be awesome.
So instead of just like, here's a feature, here's how you deploy said feature. We'd love to understand how are you actually using Azure AD today? If you are using it, what pieces and parts did you find trouble deploying?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we better serve you with documentation? The docs are constantly being worked on.
Yes.
Docs.microsoft.com is where all of our docs are going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And we are always trying to make it better. So if there's something that you see that you're like, hey, this is really horrible, the doc that you have today, we want to know that. Hey, this is really good, we want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Or hey, your scenarios are not
completely
what
off base.
We really use.
Yep.
Here's the pieces and parts that we would love to see how they work and fit together. So please feel free to reach out to me if you have any concerns or questions or feedback on them. Always looking for that.
Where should they hit you up? On Twitter, Buckeye Guy JFlow?
You can hit me up on Twitter, Buckeye Guy JFlow.
Mm-hmm. On the Facebooks,
or
maybe?
On the Facebooks. You can also reach out to me. Some of you guys have my emails. And just shoot me a note and let me know.
Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. What about you? What do you got?
I'm looking at speaking at SharePoint Saturday San Diego. Yes, I know I work for Visual Studio now and all this other stuff, but I still love my SharePoint, folks. In fact, I'm speaking a lot on stuff that we use internally, so Power Apps and Flow. I'm going to start building up a thing on Teams. I'm also building up a session that I can take to dang near any conference talking about how IT pros need to, not just need to, why they should embrace the cloud. It's not just a, you have to.
Well,
here's the reasons why.
Yeah.
And what it could offer them.
And the traditional IT pro.
Yeah.
Where do you as a traditional IT pro see your career going?
Right.
As this cloud adoption thing happens.
Exactly.
Because, frankly, I don't think we do enough to tell those IT pros in the field,
right?
Or explain to them, here, we need to...
Don't be scared.
We've got to move forward.
As I've talked...
The cloud is not something to be afraid of.
Exactly. I've talked with a lot of Office 365 customers of Microsoft's, and as they're starting to onboard, because I was with Microsoft IT and I did SharePoint for Microsoft IT, their big thing is, well, what do I do with my SharePoint engineers? I'm like, you have them provide business solutions.
Right.
They don't go away. You know... If I'm a SharePoint administrator on-prem, I want to become an Office 365 administrator. I don't have to patch servers. I don't have to do a lot of those troubleshooting.
Keeping the lights on.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to worry about keeping the lights on anymore.
Exactly.
You can provide
business impact.
Business impact. You can do something. You can do what your job description actually says you're supposed to be doing.
Yep.
Besides keeping the lights on.
Oh, no kidding. Then there's, like Gareth says, there's aspects of certain products that are just not available in the cloud. You just can't do it. Or, as I've pointed out, you know, can I make a SharePoint site as secure as an Office 365 SharePoint site, an on-prem one? Yes. It takes a lot of work and a lot of maintenance to keep it that secure.
Right. But.
Whereas it's out of the box in the cloud.
Yeah.
Because it has to be because it's in the cloud.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some things there.
And you get things like conditional access and information protection. And the list goes on and on.
And then you jump over to things like Azure and the capabilities. Frankly, I think a lot of IT pros should really feel super comfortable about going to Azure.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot it can offer you. And especially as people are looking at ways to save money, first thing they are looking to cut is those capital expenditures for hardware.
You know that if you Azure AD join your... laptop, you can do password reset from the login screen.
Yes.
If it's Azure AD joined.
There you go.
But not on-prem joined.
Gotcha. There you
go,
folks.
So there's another thing that you can do as an IT pro.
Yep.
Password reset on the login screen for
your
users. That's
awesome. We just got a heart, by the way, for that.
Yeah, I saw that heart fly by.
So we got one word already, transcription, and we need two more. And we got less than a minute. I think I hear the band is finally filing in. They were confused as to who we were.
Yeah, I think they were slightly confuzzled.
I would be too if I were them, because they were like, wait, do we still get paid for this?
I think they actually will get paid this week.
Will they get paid?
Well, because they didn't need the coffee earlier.
Oh,
the coffee and the well.
That's quite true.
Yeah, I did grab coconut water, so.
So, yep, exactly. So, we've got the second word, nook. We want to thank everyone who joined us live. We had Gareth.
Frederick
was
there.
Frederick, Bork. We had
Scott.
Joe Kelly, Scott Ludwig. Harjit, I saw you pop in. Simon Davis, I saw you also pop in. And Jane, looks like Soren and Mark and Joe and
Joey was
Peter
there.
And Joey and Rick. Yeah, so it's nice to see them join the broadcast.
At least they aren't totally without.
Yep. So thank you everyone for joining us.
Hey Pat, Wallflower. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We got 3 words.
All right, and see you in 2 weeks, everybody. As they like to say,
have a weekend,
everybody.